I was enjoying that music a little too much. Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Urban Grace, those with us in person and online during our Advent season. It's Advent already. Where did this year go? Do you feel like I do? Yeah. Urban Grace is an ecumenical church, which means we have people from all different Christian traditions. We celebrate that. We don't pick just one and name it as the right one. We incorporate lots of different backgrounds and experiences. Urban Grace is a church that cares deeply about social justice and those whose society has marginalized. We also believe God is revealed through creative expression, so we work with arts organizations as a church congregation and in the use of our historic building throughout the week. Not only we do acknowledge we are in the homelands of the Spialapaps tribe, but have gratitude towards the Spialapaps people who have lived on and stewarded these lands and still do. We are committed to uplifting their voices, experiences, and history. We are a church where everyone is welcome. No matter your church background, race, ethnicity, gender identity, sexual orientation, abilities, or disabilities, no matter exactly how you believe, you are welcome to participate in the full life of the church today and every day. The nursery, which is infant age to 3 years, is open right now. The nursery is on this hallway by the sanctuary. Children's programming for our pre-K through fifth grade students will begin after the children's message. Please be sure to sign them in with Lenora and Alia in the back of our sanctuary. At the children's ministry, both if you have not done so yet. Because it is Communion Sunday, we have the rehearsal for the Christmas service. Parents and guardians, pay attention to this. only the kids who will not be participating in the rehearsal will come down for communion. Now, all who are comfortable, please stand as the Robinson Duane family leads us in our call to worship and Advent candle lighting.
Okay, can you hear me? Is it working? Hey, I am Tiffany Robinson Wade. I'm the quiet half of Teresa. So today is the first Sunday in the season of Advent, and the theme is hope. The Gospel of John speaks of Christ as the true light coming into the world. In commemoration of that coming, we light candles for the 4 weeks leading to Christmas and reflect on the coming of Christ. It is significant that the church has always used that language, the coming of Christ, because it speaks to a deep truth. Christ is coming. Christ is always coming, always entering a troubled world, a wounded heart. And so we light the first candle, the candle of hope, and dare to express our longing for peace, for healing, and the well-being of all creation. Please join me in saying our Advent prayer, which is written on the screen. Loving God, as we enter this Advent season, we open all the dark places in our lives and memories to the healing light of Christ. Show us the creative power of hope. Prepare our hearts to be transformed by you, that we may walk in the light of Christ. Amen.
Will you remain standing for our hymn together, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing?
To leave the God I love.
All right, can we come right over here? Thank you, perfect. All right. So we're gonna stay on the stage though, so can we come back up here on this white part? Thank you. All right. Hey Fiona, you wanna come this way? Wanna follow over here? Thank you. All right. So I want you to think about all the way back a few months ago, all the way to the start of the school year. Can you remember some of the things you needed to do to get ready for school? What did you need to do to get ready for school?
Get a supply box.
Get a supply box. Nice. What else did you have to do to get ready for school?
Get a backpack.
Get a backpack. Maybe
get shoes and clothes. Get a lunchbox, maybe?
Get a lunchbox? What'd you do?
Prepare for school.
Nice. What'd you do?
Get a water bottle.
Get a water bottle. It's good to stay hydrated. What did you guys all have to do to get ready for school? What'd you do? Did you want to get to examine all the things? Yeah? Brush
your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Good job.
Have my
lunch box in my backpack. Nice. You want to say anything for school? No? All right. Thank you guys for sharing. You thought of a couple more? Okay.
Pray before school.
Pray before school.
Get a new coat.
Get a new coat? What'd you do, Leo? Get new socks. Good job, you guys. I'm glad you guys got so prepared to go to school. So the idea is that if you do all these things to get ready for school, then you can maybe focus more in class. I think that's the plan, to have all the supplies ready to go. So the idea is that we're ready and prepared is exactly what Jesus tells his friends to do, to be ready, prepared, and alert. The reason I'm mentioning school and Jesus and all those things is because today is the first Sunday of our church year. Just like school starts, school doesn't start in January, right? What month does school start? September. So we kind of have our own church calendar year, and that starts in Advent. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, where we prepare for another year of reading and discussing and listening to stories about Jesus and the teachings of Jesus. Some of the ways we can prepare for the new church year is by reading and talking about stories that remind us of Jesus' life and ministry. And we're getting ready to celebrate a special birthday at the end of December, right? Whose birthday is the end of December?
Jesus.
Good job. And doesn't everyone love birthday celebrations, right? Right? Yeah. So we will be celebrating the birth of Jesus at church all month long. And it's the reason we are singing next Sunday on stage in front of all the grown-ups. So let's pray before we go to class. Ready? Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Please help us get ready.
Please help us get ready.
For Jesus' life and teachings. So that we can learn and then live your way better. Thank you and amen. All right, we're gonna head these double doors right here.
Good morning, everyone. Today is the last day of the holiday artisans market. So we've been doing this for 3 days now, and we are are open downstairs in the lower temple. We have 15 vendors this year, some really cool stuff. And so if you haven't been yet, we'd love for you to go down and do a little shopping after coffee hour today.